Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: the Gospel of Salvation. Chapter 3. The objectivity of the Gospel expressed in the aspect of salvation. In the first chapter of the present subject, we consider that the association of the Gospel with the aspect of salvation is probably the way in which the Gospel of the Lord was most disseminated over the centuries and, consequently, it also became the reference by which the Gospel is best known. And it seems to us that the fact that the Gospel of God is more widely disseminated and known by the compound name the Gospel of Salvation also occurred, in part, precisely because of the peculiar characteristics that exist in the points related to the very salvation that is offered by the Gospel. As seen in the previous chapter, the aspects of the salvation of the Gospel are unique in terms of the kind of salvation it offers when compared to other types of salvation, but we would like to highlight here that they are also peculiar in relation to the other aspects of the same Gospel. The aspects of the Gospel of the Creator, of Christ, of the Kingdom of the Lord, and the righteousness of God present us with an ample demonstration of the foundation and provision that have been made and that are necessary so that the salvation, presented in the same Gospel, could be and can be fully or perfectly offered to human beings. Without the aspects that give a firm foundation and support to the Gospel of the Lord, an offer of salvation that would be entirely sufficient and eternal would never be possible to be fulfilled. Each of the aspects that are part of the Gospel of God, of Christ, of the Kingdom of the Lord, and the righteousness of God is absolutely essential for the salvation offered in it to be sufficiently comprehensive and appropriately supported so that everything that is offered in its propositions and actions also may come to be accomplished. Therefore, in a way, we may say that a large part of the aspects of the Gospel found in the facets associated with the other compound names exists and converges in favor of the facet of salvation contained in this Gospel, for from the practical perspective of a person who needs to be saved, the aspect of salvation is the aspect that most objectively can make what the Gospel offers into an accessible, tangible, or personal experience. The aspect of salvation offered through the Gospel of God is the point that highlights the purpose of all the provision made by God through the same Gospel so that an intervention on behalf of those who need to be saved may also be presented to them and may come to be fulfilled in a real or practical way in their lives. The salvation presented in the Gospel of God is wonderful and, undoubtedly, deserving a particular or outstanding attention among the most diverse aspects of the heavenly Gospel. For the aspect of salvation in the Gospel is the proposition of an extremely practical intervention of God in favor of people that makes the availability of all the other characteristics of the Gospel effectively tangible to those to whom it is offered. The aspect of salvation demonstrates how accessible and objective the whole proposition of the Gospel is. God did not reveal His Gospel so that people would only hear about a beautiful and possible proposition of access to the various virtues of the Lord and His Kingdom. God presented His Gospel to the world so that the people who live in it can be saved from the condition that restricts them from accessing the position in which they are given, indeed an ample way to the gifts that can grant them a true and lasting newness of life. Through the aspect of salvation, God shows us that His love does not consist of merely figurative words or purposes, but of real power and the living expression of the Lord Himself on behalf of those who need His salvation. John 3:16-17. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Romans 1:16-17. For I am not ashamed of the Gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Furthermore, seeing the Gospel of God also from the perspective of the Gospel of Salvation demonstrates, once again, that the offer of the gospel is not a gift to be merely added to the condition of life in which people find themselves or to be increased in its other natural or temporal resources. The gospel of God, also as the gospel of salvation, is a gift addressed to human beings because they indeed need to be saved from the condition that they find themselves and because they need to be rescued from the path of perdition to which they are subject. Therefore, the objectivity of the aspect of salvation in the gospel is that God has already prepared and made available all that is necessary for us to be saved, but also that the Lord offers Himself to actually set us free and put us in a position that makes it possible to receive and enjoy indeed what is offered to us by His gospel and what is necessary for our eternal life. When accepted, the salvation aspect of the gospel connects the one who needs to be redeemed with all the provision of redemption and deliverance already made available by the Heavenly Father in Christ Jesus, as well as connects the saved individual with the provision of the newness of life available to him or her in the Lord of the eternal salvation. Romans 5, 8-9. But God demonstrates His own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. Romans 8:32. He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things?